Details are just now emerging about a violent attack that occurred in Isla Vista last Sunday, April 9th, at Estero Park. At approximately 10:45 p.m., sheriff's deputies responded to an assault victim at a local hospital. The 28-year-old victim, an Ivy resident, was approached by two black male adults during a basketball game. After the game, one of the suspects told the victim he was not welcome at the court and followed by making derogatory statements about the victim's sexual orientation. The suspect, described as an adult between 18 and 21 years old, 6'1", and with short dreadlocks, then attacked the victim, causing extensive damage requiring surgery. The second suspect present did not take part in the assault and is described as a 22 to 23-year-old man, 5'8", and with long dreadlocks. KCSB's Hector Sanchez Castaneda spoke with Ethan Bertrand, president and board member of the Isla Vista Community Service District, who found out about the attack yesterday during a public meeting with the sheriff's office.
Why do you think the sheriff's office is being so closed up about the incident?
You know, Hector, I'm disappointed that the sheriff's office has been lagging in their community engagement efforts surrounding this incident. But my top focus is on the victim and the crime that occurred. And it's important that as a community, we stand united against all hate that happens in Isla Vista, especially a hate crime of this level against a member of our LGBT community. That's my concern here. My concern is that this act of violence took place right in our own backyard. And I hope that the sheriff's office will be more proactive and upfront with this information so that we can work together from here on out to condemn this act in our community and to make a statement that this cannot happen.
What information have they given you? I mean, I know that usually when something of this magnitude occurs, they ask the public for help in identifying the culprits. What have they told you that have they given you any of their strategy?
No strategy has been shared. All the information that I've received is in the statement that I released.
Can you tell us what they told you during the meeting last Thursday?
So during the meeting yesterday, they told us that at 10:49 p.m. on Sunday night, there was a member of our LGBT community, a male, playing basketball alone. He was joined by two other men in the park, and they went on to call him derogatory names regarding his sexual orientation. They then went on to viciously assault him. This resulted in him being punched in the face, leading to him going unconscious and having a broken jaw, a fractured jaw. As a result, this young man will be in he will have his jaw wired shut for the next 6 weeks to recover. I mean, this is serious damage that's occurred. It's heartbreaking to hear. My thoughts go out to the victim.
As president of the community services district, what do you think would be an appropriate response from you know, the new government entity of Isla Vista now that something like this attack has occurred?
Sure. So my colleagues and I have been working to get in touch with other local elected officials and community organizations that have resources for community members who may be having trouble during this time. We've just really been speaking out about what's happening and coordinating with other stakeholders involved in this. Ultimately, this really speaks to the need to make Isla Vista a safer place, which obviously we have a police protection power as part of the community services district. So this certainly impacts how myself and my colleagues on the board view our work and what we need to do. But in this time, we're really just standing by as allies and making sure that this information gets disseminated. Local government only works if the people are included in the process. And in this case, the people have not yet been included in this process. And it's important that going forward, community members have the information that they need. This is UCSB Pride Week. This is a time for the LGBT community to celebrate who we are at UCSB and in Isla Vista this week. And this incident occurred, and no LGBT community members were made aware of this until I went to the Resource Center for Sexual and Gender Diversity yesterday to share the incident information with them. it's important that during this time for our community, a week that's supposed to be filled with joy, that we know what happened and that we are proactive in our response, and that we keep in mind that we need to stay united during this difficult time.
Ethan, are you going to try to talk more with local law enforcement, or are you going to contact them again? Have they told you when they're going to get back to you?
I will be following up. The last contact that I had was that the local Isla Vista Foot Patrol leadership would work with Kelly Hoover to release more information, and I was planning on getting back with them at that time. So I'm looking forward to hearing their statement later today, as I believe they will make one.
That was KCSB's Hector Sanchez Castaneda speaking with Ethan Bertrand, president and board member of the Isla Vista Community Services District. Public Information Officer Kelly Hoover said that the Sheriff's Office has been actively investigating the crime and following leads. The Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information to call the Criminal Investigations Division at 805-681-4150.